You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024. You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024.
Hey, it's Kristen. Over the next few weeks, I'll be handing over the show to some special guest hosts while I go on a short sabbatical. I'll be back very soon, but in the meantime, I'm going to step back and let some of our favorite people from the Food 52 family share with you their favorite genius recipes. This week, cookbook author, food stylist, and the host of Food 52's Cook and a Half video series, Samantha Senavaratna, walks us through making a favorite Dory Greenspan recipe for caramel crunch chocolate chunklet cookies. I hope you love it.
Hi, I'm Samantha Senavaratna. Today I'm guest hosting this week's episode of Genius Recipes while Kristen is on sabbatical. And I'm going to show you how to make Dory Greenspan's caramel crunch chocolate chunklet cookies. Tough to say, but delicious to eat. And they're baked in a very special way. It's genius, and I can't wait to show you. Okay, so the first thing we're going to do is cream our butter and sugar. Dory says to do this with a mixer, but I'm going to just do it by hand because we're not trying to beat air into the cookies. We are just trying to make the mixture creamy. So we have 2 sticks of butter, some granulated sugar. So this recipe comes from Dory Greenspan, who I think probably needs no introduction. She is one of my favorite bakers on the planet. And of course, I would choose something from one of her books. She also has a bunch of excellent videos on Food 52 if you want to check those out. More Dory content. Okay, I'm also going to put 1/2 teaspoon of sea salt in here. Mix that in. These don't have any eggs in them. Even easier mixing. They kind of come out like a shortbread cookie, sort of chewy on the inside, crisp on the outside, with a very special way to bake them that makes the outside sort of caramelize and get even more delicious. There's no caramel in the cookies. It's just the effect of caramelizing the edges that makes them so good. So that looks good. Now I'm adding confectioner's sugar, which is a little different than your classic chocolate chip cookie. Again, this is gonna work towards that sort of shortbready texture. That's so nice. I'm gonna put 1 teaspoon of vanilla. Okay. I love anything I can do by hand as opposed to having to drag out my mixer. So I have both sugar, salt, and butter together. I'm gonna dump in my flour. These cookies are great too because you can, after you form them into logs, you can freeze them. So you can make them well in advance. And if you're like me, you can just slice off a few and bake them just for yourself late at night when your children are asleep. That's what I do. I always tell Ari, the kitchen is closed after dinner, but then as soon as I put him to bed, I go get ice cream or something. So it's a big lie. Okay. So Dory even says in her recipe not to overmix this dough. She said it can be a little bit clumpy. So that's why I think doing it by hand is actually totally fine. Looks good. No lumps. And now I'm going to put in my chopped chocolate. This is milk chocolate. She says you can use dark or milk. Go in milk today. And chchopped walnuts, coarsely chopped walnuts. And that is it. Now, I wouldn't throw in, usually I say, throw in whatever you want. Add things, but not to this one. I think the balance of chocolate, nut, and dough is actually perfect, so don't add anything else. Okay, I cleaned up my workstation a little bit because I need some room. We're gonna make some logs. You need a little piece of plastic, divide your dough in half. We're just doing that because it's easier to work with dough when it's a little bit smaller. So I'm trying to form this into about a 2-inch diameter by about 6 inches long. So what I'm gonna do is just sort of like get everything together first, and then we'll worry about the shape. But the way that we bake it is so smart, it's so genius, that actually you don't have to worry about it being such a perfectly round circle. They're gonna end up being perfectly round in the end. I love that. Makes them all uniform, which is actually great for gifting, because when you think about it, if all your cookies are exactly the same size, you can pack them up so neatly, you can freeze them really neatly. I like when all the things are the same size. Okay, so now I have kind of a wonky log here, but at least it's all together, and I'm just gonna roll it up, get it to the length I want it, like so. And the dough needs to chill for at least an hour so that you can slice it. It's amazing to me, Dory has written a million cookbooks and somehow she keeps coming up with ideas. I aspire to be like her. So these guys need to go into the refrigerator for at least 2 hours so that they are sliceable. You could also just throw these in the freezer for another day.
Hey, it's Kristen. More to come after a short break.
At Total Wine & More, find the best gifts for everyone on your list. Whether it's a Cabernet for sis or a single barrel bourbon that dad will love. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. Where can you find the best gifts at great low prices that everyone will love? At Total Wine & More, of course. With so many great bottles to choose from. Find something for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for your sis, sparkling wine for a coworker, or a single barrel bourbon for dad. And if you need any help, just ask one of their friendly guides for advice. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
So I finally get to tell you exactly what makes this recipe so genius. Dory bakes these cookies in a muffin tin, which I love because when the sides of the cookies bake in the muffin tin, the butter and the sugar caramelize and make the edges toasty and wonderful. It's very special and it's very smart. The other thing is that they all come out perfectly round and exactly the same size, which is very satisfying without very much effort at all. So it's truly genius. First thing we have to do is butter our muffin tin. And she says you can use baking spray. She says you can use baking spray if you have it. But the thing is, if you use butter, you get all that butter flavor. You get even more caramelization. So I highly suggest you use butter. Just be sure, these brushes tend to lose bristles really easily. So just give it once over to your muffin tin so you don't get any of those bristles in your cookies. And even if you have a nonstick, I have a nonstick muffin tin at home, which I love. Even if you use the nonstick, be sure to butter it because it's just about that flavor. You want more of that caramelly deliciousness. That's ready. So we'll work with one log at a time. And we're cutting them into 1/2-inch slices. I think the job is usually easier with a serrated knife because you can kind of get through those walnuts and chocolate a little bit easier, but use whatever you have. So here's my log. I'm gonna just divide it first because I'm going for 12 pieces. So we'll do 4 and then each one into 3. The other fun thing about this is if they happen to crack, you just push them back together and put them in. No one will ever know. It's the most forgiving cookie recipe. They look so unique and they really don't take that much effort. I love recipes like that. So here are my little cookie rounds. Put them one in every little muffin tin. Cute, easy, and fun. What more could you ask for? This will go into a 350-degree oven for about 20 to 25 minutes. You'll know they're done when the tops look dry and the edges are nice and golden brown, nice and caramelized. Okay, so check these out. They are out of the muffin tins, cool completely. You want to take them out of the muffin tins when they're just a little bit warm. Look at this. Look at the bottoms of these cookies. Deep golden brown, nice caramelly flavor. You can also see the top has just, you can tell it's gonna be a good texture in here. It's gonna be tender and chocolatey and basically perfect. Genius.
Thanks for listening. And thanks so much to our guest host, Samantha Senavaratna, for baking through Dory Greenspan's recipe for caramel crunch chocolate chunklet cookies. This episode was put together by Amy Schuster, Emily Hanhan, and Harry Sultan, with editing by Crutch Phrase Studios. Do you have a favorite Genius recipe? I would love to hear about it at geniusfood52.com or just tag me on Instagram at McGlorious. And if you like the Genius Recipe Tapes and the Food 52 Podcast Network, the very best thing that you can do to support us is to give us a 5-star rating or review. Or just send this episode to a friend. Talk to you soon.